Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who is this? Like Mighty Mighty Boston's or something?
Real Big Fish.
Real Big Fish. This is ska.
It's a little sped up. So I can tell Dan would like this song. Look at him bobbing that head.
Crank it up.
Take on me. Take me on.
The air drummer song.
This is an air drummer song.
You like air drummers? I'm not a fan of air drummers.
I mean, when you say, do I like them? Like at a club who just hears the drums come in and starts. I can see Dan Day doing that. Dan Day is an air drummer. Yeah.
Bro, they get to me. They get to me. I don't know why.
On this day in 1987, Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone was released. You ever see that?
No.
That's the arm wrestling movie?
Oh, no.
Rocky for arm wrestling?
Is it terrible?
It's terrible, but great. Okay. Good and terrible.
Good and terrible.
On this date in 1987, Mannequin was released. You ever see that?
When the Lady Comes to Life?
Yeah.
I did see it when I was younger. That's old as hell, ain't it?
On this date, 1987. So, wow. What was that? 97, 2007, 2017.
Years.
Be 33 years.
33 years. Ooh.
On this day in 1996, Tupac released All Eyes on Me.
All-time banger.
All-time banger.
All-time banger.
Yeah. See, that's when I like music, when people like Tupac.
But think about even how old that is.
You can't talk about All Eyes on Me and put this back on.
Thought maybe wanted to do another another chorus.
Oh, another hook? Damn. And this day in 1998, The Wedding Singer was released. Adam Sandler.
All-time banger.
I don't think it's an all-time banger.
That movie was one of his worst to me.
I mean, it was fine.
Yeah.
All-time banger? Really, Solana?
All-time banger.
Wedding Singer.
On Adam Sandler's Mount Rushmore.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. 51st Dates was released on this day in 2004. Another Adam Sandler.
No, stop it. Stop it.
That's better than The Wedding Singer.
I mean, it's fine. The movie annoys me.
51st Dates?
Yeah.
Why?
It's beautiful.
Because. You got a reminder every day. I mean, come on.
Yeah. But think about the love to make somebody fall in love with you.
But that
every
gets
day,
so
huh?
frustrating. You don't get frustrated with your current wife? I do. I have to say the same damn thing over and over. She doesn't have, maybe she does have the 51st dates problem.
But Hawk, on the other side of that, too, if you mess up Wednesday, Thursday's a new day.
I had this, I'm on a diet, right? I am really starving myself, pretty much, is what I'm doing. Because we're going to New Orleans next month. I got to shed some weight before I go to New Orleans so I can put it all back on in beignets. And fried green tomatoes.
I'm trying to get fined for somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Who you know
no,
in New
I'm
Orleans.
Trying to get fined for Cafe Du Monde. So last night, and I've had this before with my wife. This happens constantly. She made a salad. And I had told her, just make vegetables. She instead made a salad, which was great. The salad was great. I like a chopped salad. Mm-hmm. She made a chopped salad, and it had some onions, some carrots, some chicken, just, you know, grilled, I had a fat-free, sugar-free vinaigrette dressing, just like, you know.
Sounds like an amazing wife, Hawk.
So she is. Mm-hmm. She's an amazing wife. This was, now maybe because I'm starving, but this was the best salad I've ever eaten. It was phenomenal. There was something else in it. I can't remember what it was. But nothing fattening, nothing with carbs, nothing with, you know, it was like real. It was the best salad. We're three forks in. I'm like, this is a great salad. She's like, wow, thanks. Finish the thing. I go, I have to tell you, best salad I've ever eaten. This salad was so good. Thank you. This morning, work out at the Y, and then I tell her. I go, listen, for dinner, can you please make the same salad? Sure. I go, listen to what I'm saying, though. Because here's what happens. Anytime I like a meal, and I go, I really like that. Can you make that again? Oh, I threw in rhubarb this time because you're going to love it with rhubarb. So I go, listen, you understand what I'm saying? The same salad, chop it the same way, put the same toppings on. I go, and I want you to take a step further. I want it in the same bowl and the same fork. Exactly. I go, I don't want you to deviate from anything that happened last night.
You wanted Groundhog Day meal.
I want that particular meal experience. And this is what annoys me, and which is why I get annoyed by 51st dates. This happens constantly. If I love something, I'll never get it again. She's going to make different derivations all the time. Well, you loved it that way, so I put beets in it. But I don't like beets. I like the salad the way you made the salad. Just that salad.
She wants to upgrade it a little bit.
Somebody says onions and carrots have the highest amount of carbohydrates for vegetables. Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't count those as carbs.
I mean, like, here's what I was told, and this usually works for me. I keep a very low fat, if I'm dieting, low fat, no sugar I try. Mm-hmm. Try to do no sugar. Somebody says, Hawk is Larry David. I think Curb may have jumped the shark a little bit.
I haven't watched this season.
This season.
Is garbage?
Man, I it's not garbage. It's funny. But something is lacking. Are you with me on that, Solana? There's something lacking there.
I felt this way after the third episode. And I'm hesitant to criticize Larry David because he's Larry David.
Right. You can't criticize the show. I did last night. All I tweeted was, has Curb jumped the shark? Oh, you'd have thought that. I mean, I got attacked from all sides. All I did was pose a question. But yeah. I think it's a little forced and rushed. I don't know. Something about it's not working.
Everything runs out of juice. All those famous shows. That's Seinfeld, true. 90210, that's true. Martin, yeah. Dave Chappelle. Like, everything runs out of juice.
But I don't think, like, there's certain things that are set up right now in this season that have potential to be hysterical, and I'm going to keep watching because of
it. Oh, I'm going to keep watching.
I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a coffee shop he's opening. I'm sorry I just spoiled that, but whatever.
Okay.
Like, I want to see that play out. So there's certain things
that
I want to see play out.
But that is so weird.
No, I don't know.
Because that's just not the way he operates.
But it may be.
He doesn't throw money around that way. Oh, I'll buy the coffee shop.
Like, but this happened. This happened with, what's that damn show with the dragons and Khaleesi?
No. But you can't compare.
No. But remember, like, even in that.
Everybody complained that the last season was terrible.
It was terrible. But even watching, in full disclosure, I watched season 1, 2, and 8. I had to skip the middle because I got bored as hell. But some episodes set up better episodes. So maybe Curb is setting up for the better episodes down the road. See what happened? Y'all are spoiled. Y'all are TV spoiled. Look at y'all.
You're just ashamed. Telling you, it's
be
not,
ashamed of yourself.
Just not
how
holding
many,
up.
How many years has Curb gave you happiness?
Oh, I'm not denying that. I'm just telling you, this season, I'm telling you, you know what?
What is it, 4 episodes in?
Yeah, but they only do like 8 episodes. halfway through.
It's giving you 10 years of happiness. You're giving up after 4 episodes?
I'm not giving up. I can't wait until every Sunday night to watch it. I'm telling you right now, though, and I can say this definitively, the best thing on HBO right now is McMillions.
Oh, that's good.
That is the best thing on HBO. It is a documentary about fraud at McDonald's during the Monopoly game.
Uncle Jerry. Uncle Jerry.
I mean, it's fascinating.
He had him something going, boy.
It is fascinating. That's the best thing on HBO. And the best thing on HBO should be Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's all I'm telling you.
No,
let's get headlines.
Have you watched The Outsiders?
No, I don't know
Outsider.
What that is.
It's an HBO series right now.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You watch that, Solana?
No, but I've seen a lot of people talking about it on Twitter.
I don't even like those continuation shows, but the Outsiders got me.
All right, what do you got for headlines here, Solana?
The Florida Panthers, they're in action tonight. They're looking for their second consecutive victory.
Let's
they host
go.
The Philadelphia Flyers, who they lost to this week, just a couple days ago, in Philly.
Those stinking Flyers.
7 p.m. puck drop from the BB&T Center, a game you can hear on 560 The Joe.
You got upset, huh?
I hate everything about Philadelphia. Mm. My wife is from Philadelphia.
Don't phrase it like that. You do that too much.
I'll let you know tonight. If I get the same salad, everything will be fine. I know your wife has done that. I know you've told her, oh, I love this meal. And you come back the next time and something's different. And they're excited about it.
Because they're trying to make it even better.
Right, which is why. But I've been married 24 years.
Yeah.
Like, I've been pretty clear about this now. If I tell you I like something, just, like, you don't need to try to take it to the next level.
But when cars are beautiful, you get a little extra interior done. You get some tint on the window. Put a system in it. She's trying to put a system in your salad.
I love this salad.
And now she's going to throw some cheese on it.
I don't want anything else on this salad. I love this salad the way that it's made.
She's trying to redo the interior.
And I know what's going to happen tonight, too, because she told me yesterday. She stopped at Publix to get all the salad ingredients, and she wanted to get me sprouts because I love sprouts. There were no sprouts. Tonight, there's going to be sprouts in the salad because she's going to go out of her way to find them, even though I made it very clear this morning, don't deviate from the salad. But it won't take in her head because the sprouts are going to be a good addition. And maybe they are, maybe they aren't.
But you love sprouts.
I do love sprouts, but I want the salad that I had yesterday. I had just a joyful experience eating that salad.
You talking about those little fluffy white and green sprouts?
Either bean sprout, like alfalfa sprouts,
yeah,
or the fluffy green grass ones. Either one. I'm good on either sprout.
That's going to make the salad taste like dirt.
Which one? The grass?
The little grass ones.
Those are tasty.
Bro, dirt?
No, they're tasty.
I'm going to bring you some rocks to lick.
Sprouts are tasty.
they literally taste like ground.
No, they don't. They taste like
okay.
There's something about them delicious. All right, what do you have in the headline still?
The Heat, they're off after losing in Utah last night and that 5-game West Coast road trip with a 1-4 record. Again, off until next Thursday. The All-Star break begins today for the NBA after the 2 games that are playing tonight. Clippers at Celtics and Thunder at Pelicans, both at 8 p.m.
And then you got All-Star Weekend for the NBA, which is always fun. I love the way they do All-Star Weekend. And it's in Chicago, which makes it even better. It's a great basketball city.
The Astros players, including Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve.
The hell with them.
Okay. Jameis Winston, he got LASIK surgery. You interested in that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny story.
I hope it helps him drive his ass out of Tampa and leave my team alone.
So you're done with Jameis.
I am done with Jameis. Move on. Keep moving. Go find anybody.
I mean, it's Ryan Tannehill. It's the same thing.
Yes.
Because he could be good elsewhere.
No, it's not. He makes mistakes. Ryan wouldn't. He's not going to throw no 8 touchdowns in a game, but he's not going to mess up like that.
He does have a propensity to throw interceptions.
30 interceptions this year.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
You got LASIK, though.
It's a lot.
Bro, yeah.
He'll be down at 25.
Hop on the 75 and get out of Tampa.
What else? Anything?
Finally, guys, Papa John admit he didn't actually eat 40 pizzas in 30 days.
Admit.
I don't fool with Papa John.
All right, doesn't matter. You have weather?
Yeah, let's get to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. 71 degrees tonight will be the low, depending on where you are in South Florida. It'll be in the low 70s, though. Let's head over to our radar. 90% chance it will not rain today in South Florida. That's brought to you by Hialeah Park for the best poker tournaments in South Florida. Visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Visit HialeahPark.com for our poker tournament schedule. Plus, join our $75,000 guarantee March 7th through 13th. Check out HialeahPark.com.
Hawk, I'm a great husband. Everybody knows that.
Mm.
Call your wife and tell her anything extra, put on the side so I can put as much in it as I like.
Oh, that's a good.
Because if you said she's going to add something to it,
that is
tell
good.
Her any addition, put on the side, and I'll see how I like it.
Because she did, like, she had avocado. She chopped up an avocado. I don't know. You scoop it up, and
yeah,
then you
slice
scoop it out
it.
Or whatever. But I don't love avocado. Plain, like I like it in sushi. I don't know, yeah. The thought of avocado on the salad.
The consistency.
So I said put that on the side. Yeah, because it's mushy.
Mm-hmm.
So I said put that on the side, and I did. I just, you know, dabbed a couple of pieces of avocado.
Put the bean sprouts.
But isn't it easier just to make the same exact salad?
Yes, y'all both have a pretty good argument.
I'm just saying, let me rephrase that. And this is not meant to be gender specific. It's easier for men to understand make the same salad. Mm-hmm. Women hear that in a different fashion. They're different than us.
What is she freestyling though?
Yeah, like, but if I literally say to you, don't freestyle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say it to you, and no, you go, okay.
But like when
I go, that rap you just did,
yes,
best thing I've ever heard. I'm the producer. Best thing I've ever heard. Can we hear it again? Don't freestyle. Just do the same exact rap. Can you do it?
If I remember it, I can. What if she forgot the ingredients from last night?
I'll remind her.
I got you.
I'll remind her. I know I'm speaking to every husband out there. I know I am.
I'm not agreeing with you.
I know
that.
I am.
And I look like Valentine's Day is tomorrow. I'm not going to make my wife mad.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I mean, we staying inside. Fellas, ladies, stop sacrificing taste when it comes to your sports nutrition and supplements. I've been taking protein shakes since I was 11, 12 years old, trying to get right, trying to get in shape, trying to recover, and it's always tastes like sawdust. We don't have to deal with that anymore. BodyTech has our back. They have flavors as mighty as you are, and they have cereal-inspired protein and more, and it's all powered by Level Up Taste Technology, and it's only at the Vitamin Shop. Go to the Vitamin Shop and try it. You will love it. Get out of that crap, the sawdust and all the nasty, chalky stuff, and get some BodyTech right now. Discover that huge selection at the Vitamin Shop of trusted supplements. They're independently tested and they're insured for quality and potency. They have the pre-workout you want. They have the aminos, the BCAAs, the protein, everything you love that you've been taking and holding your nose to swallow for years. Vitamin Shop got you, and BodyTech has it all, from supplements that make your workout work a little harder to recovery that makes you come back stronger. This is rocket fuel for your goals, and it is delicious. Find out what you're made of and enjoy the flavor with BodyTech brand. Know your limits. Find BodyTech sports nutrition at the Vitamin Shop stores and vitaminshop.com. That's vitamin SHOPPE.com.
All right, quick break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
No.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Is it me you're looking for?
On this day,
that's some game, there, boy.
On this day in 1984, Lionel Richie released this song. This was the third single off the Can't Slow Down album. And for people my age, you remember the video like it was yesterday. You remember this video?
He was following around a deaf girl.
Well, she was blind, and she was touching his face, trying to figure out, because she was making a sculpture, a bust of him.
Yeah.
And someone had suggested me via Twitter today to do the Lionel Richie face thing to you. In honor of today's anniversary of Hello.
Boy, boy, boy. This show would have went real quick today.
It's not over yet, Jack.
If you touch my face, Hawk, that's going to affect our friendship for real.
But if I want to remake the video.
Why are we going to do that? What's the point of remaking a video?
Because today's the anniversary of Hello.
And it's a great video. It's a weird-ass video already. He's stalking the blind girl.
Could you really stalk a blind girl?
Hell yeah, you can stalk her. It's harder for her to figure it out.
Is it me you're looking for? Ba-da-doo-boo-boo. So instead of recreating the video with your face in my hands.
We need an option B.
Solana told me that he and Eric Falero, back when they were both working here at the radio station, made a song when Carmelo was deciding where to go. And it was Mellow, or is it the heat you're looking for? And so, and I've never heard this. How long ago was this? When was he? This had to be like three seasons ago, I guess.
I think it was 2 years ago, around there, when he got cut by the Rockets.
And so he has this really terrible stay, terrible quick stay with the Rockets. Mm-hmm. And some Heat fans want to see Melo here. And Alejandro Solana and Eric Valero go into the production studio and they sing an ode to Melo. Let's hear it.
And we need to retool. We don't need to rebuild. We need to retool. So just get a grip, everybody. You got to stay together if you got the guts.
Little soul on the beat.
Oh,
hey, yo, Ace.
Pat Riley's been with you inside his mind.
Oi.
And in his dreams, he signed you 1,000 times.
Oh, it's a collabo.
Hey.
Sometimes he sees you walk through the door. Melo, is it the Heat you're looking for? You can play with D-Wade. Make us forget about JJ. You're all we've ever wanted. And our arms are open wide.
Wow, that was...
Cause you know how to shoot the three.
Oh, my God.
And you know now how not to play D. And we want to see you so bad. In South Beach.
Woo! A couple things. Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And I've just remembered now how much I don't miss Valero.
At least he has some rhythm.
No, I disagree.
Solana didn't even know the beat of the song.
Here's the thing. Valero thought that he could sing.
Yeah.
It oozed out of his voice there. He thought that he could sing, and it was brutal. Solana just tried to sing and couldn't. Like, it just, like, that was painful. And then he knows now how not to play D?
He knows now how not to play D.
I don't think that's all right.
He was with James Harden.
Right, so he learned how not to play D.
He didn't need that help. He was good at that his whole career.
But great hook. Melo! All right, I'll hear it one more time. Here it is in the... honor of Lionel Richie releasing Hello on this day in 1984, we celebrate with Alejandro Solana and Eric Valero, a collabo that at one time could only be dreamed of, but it actually happened when they put together. And then you've got both your awful drops, the little soul on the beat and the hey, oh, easy. But here is the collabo many people could only dream of.
And we need to retool.
The anticipation is great.
We need to retool.
Because you know it's
coming. Just get a grip.
Get a
everybody.
Grip.
You got to stay together if you got the guts.
Little soul on the beat.
Hey, yo, Ease.
Pat Riley's been with you inside his mind. And in his dreams, he signed you 1,000 times.
Oh, you are painful, man.
Sometimes he sees you walk through the door.
He's in tune.
Melo, is it the Heat you're looking for? You can play with D-Wade. Make us forget about JJ.
That one is so painful.
You're all we've ever wanted. And our arms are open wide.
Oh.
Cause you know how to shoot the three. And you know now how not to play D. And we want to see you so bad. In South Beach.
I gotta give it
all
up.
Time.
That is. I will give that all time banger status. I will give that all time banger status. It is really good. It's got a little bit of everything because in any movie, you want to be taken on an emotional roller coaster. There is pain, there's happiness, there's happiness at the end. It all comes together. Very well done. Excellent job out of you. All right, Doug Plagans is going to join us next. Going to talk a little Panthers hockey. Doug Plagans is at the BB&T Center. Panthers and Flyers tonight. This is a big one, Panthers fans, so we'll check in with Plagans. And it's obviously National Tortellini Day, and that's really why I want to bring Plagans on.
Y'all are ridiculous. Guys, you got to go to Publix. You've been going to Publix for years and try this Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. You've loved it forever. If you haven't tried the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub, go check it out. It came out for the Dolphins football season now. They started it the start of the season. I know NFL's over, but the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub is still there. Go check it out. It's delicious. Crispy boar's head bacon. Boar's head bacon, crispy chicken tenders, lettuce, tomato, cheddar cheese, and tasty garlic parmesan sauce. You can't beat it. My kids love it. My wife loves it. But you've been eating Publix your whole life. And Publix is the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. You've been eating that your whole life. You've been eating those cold cuts. You've been eating all those sandwiches that are delicious. What about the rotisserie chicken? What about the fried chicken? I love those hot and spicy chicken wings. But anytime you want to have a tailgate, a watch party, a dinner party, if you want good food, guys, go to Publix. They have platters that feed dozens for the big parties. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, snacks, sides. Publix got it all. And for the moms and dads out there, Publix.com changed me and my wife's life. They will deliver all that delicious stuff you've been getting from Publix your whole life. They will deliver it to you. So have your Friday night, Saturday night, date nights. Take the kids out in the morning. Go fishing. Go to the zoo. Whatever you like to do. You can also have your dinner parties that night. Have your watch parties. Have your tailgates, because Publix.com will deliver. Find all that delicious food that you love at Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
Going to get amped up for the Panthers and National Tortellini Day. Someone wants to know if you were really suggesting that Lionel Richie was singing to a deaf woman in the video, because it really doesn't make much
she
sense.
She didn't know that he was even liking her.
But she wasn't. He couldn't sing to a deaf woman. That part makes
but
no
she
sense.
She wasn't listening.
She was blind.
He was stalking
right.
her.
Doug Plagans is next on Hockman and Crowder. I'm tempted to just listen to this, not talk to Plagans.
Does it have words?
It does. Gets there.
His name is Slade.
Slade.
Oh, that Teen Titans Go. That was the bad guy on the Teen
Slade.
Titans Go movie. Yeah. I knew that name.
So is he there? We think Doug Plagans is there. We're trying to talk to him down the line. He's at the BB&T Center, but he can't hear Solana, but Solana can hear him, so... Hot up, Doug Plagans. Can you hear us, Plagans? Feels to me like he can't hear us, Solana. I just see you back there shaking your head. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Now you've walked away from your mic. I have no direction whatsoever. Been replete with technical difficulties all show long. We couldn't go to commercial break for the first 36 minutes of the show. Are you there, Plagans?
I am here. How are you?
Wait a second. That's not over the line. It's over a telephone. That's not on the.
We're going over a telephone this time. We had a little technical issue, and I could hear Solana. He couldn't hear me. So I think we're okay now. I think we're all good
and
to go.
And we can't get that fixed, Solana. I mean, he's got a broadcast to do in just a couple of hours.
Yeah. We'll be okay then.
I'd like to be okay now. Doug Plagans, Doug Plagans, radio voice for the Florida Panthers, and they've got the Flyers tonight at the BB&T Center, and I think it's going to be a playoff atmosphere out there tonight. Now, I publicly announced, Plagans, after that 4-game losing streak, that I was pissed at the Panthers. And I was reaching my boiling point. And then they came out, they beat the Devils. I feel like I may have lit a fire under them. What exactly has transpired here from before the All-Star break, now after the All-Star break?
Well, I think if you look at, you turn back the clock a little bit. Of course, the Panthers had the good response against New Jersey, and we'll get to that. But especially you look at the Philadelphia game back on Monday, the Pittsburgh game before that. The scoring chances were definitely there. Those were games that, the old phrase could have gone either way. It's absolutely the truth in each of those two games. Monday night against Philadelphia, they were pretty opportunistic in a couple of instances. And they were able to get an insurance goal and then an empty netter late in the game to pull away and make that one seem a little bit more lopsided than it actually was. That was a really close game on Monday night. Philly added the empty netter in the late stages. And right before that empty netter was scored, Jonathan Huberdeau was inches away from pulling the Panthers back to within one. And we've seen what this team can do in terms of comebacks, that they've been able to get it back to within a goal with over a minute of time left on the clock. They certainly would have had an opportunity to try and get that game tied up. Not the way it went, though, but it was a tight game, and they'll have another chance at the Flyers tonight. And this is the rubber match of the three-game season series. The Panthers had a win over the Flyers back in the early stages of the season, back in November. So big game tonight for each of the two teams. But getting back to what you just mentioned, Hawk, the Panthers had the response they were looking for, put five on the board against the Devils in the second end of a back-to-back back on Tuesday night. And this team has, in a lot of situations this year, when they've known that they've had to come out and have a big response, they've been able to do that. And that's what they did back on Tuesday night against New Jersey. So going into this one tonight, just to kind of lay it out, if the Panthers can get a victory and Toronto loses in regulation, the Panthers would be right back into the third spot in the Atlantic Division, which is a playoff spot. So that's what's at stake in Philadelphia. It's an equally big game for them as they come into tonight's game, currently occupying the second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. So a ton of line for each of the two teams, no doubt a playoff type atmosphere here tonight.
And Doug, something that keeps getting brought up now, and I'm starting to learn hockey better, and I'm figuring out, like in football where you just blame the quarterback, you blame the goalie for everything. If you lose a game, blame the goalie. But when I look at numbers, man, I keep bringing it to you about Bobrovsky, and you say it's no concern, he'll figure it out. When will you start getting concerned with some of Bobrovsky's play?
You don't get I'm not concerned. You don't get concerned with a multiple-time Vezina Trophy winner in his prime, and he makes the big saves night to night, and he comes through. Sometimes it's the timing of a save that is the most important thing. He's been making big saves for this team all season long, so he'll be ready to go tonight. His career record against the Philadelphia Flyers, I know, didn't get the win last time out, but his career record against Philadelphia, which is the team he broke into the league with, 15-4-1 in 20 games against Philadelphia in his career. So he's done very well against the Flyers. The Flyers have been a much different team on the road compared to at home. They're a below 500 team on the road compared to 14 games over at home. You don't usually see a disparity like that, but they have been a different team on the road. So this is a big opportunity for the Panthers to pick up 2 points, and I wouldn't be the least bit concerned about Sergei Bobrovsky.
Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers, is with us. And again, it is a big one tonight at the BB&T Center. Hopefully you're all heading out there and watch some hockey and support the Panthers. But I started today's show by calling it Nervous Thursday because I'm a little bit nervous about the Heat after the 1-4 road trip. A little bit nervous about the Dolphins now that you start to go, is Detroit going to take a quarterback at number three? Are they going to trade that to someone who's got more to offer than the Dolphins? And then the Panthers are making me nervous because I feel like they should be better record-wise, points-wise than they are right now. Is there any reason for Panthers fans to feel nervous about the playoffs?
Not at all. I mean, I think naturally in an NHL playoff race, naturally in most cases, it goes down to the wire. There are way more teams that it goes down to the wire for than teams that run away with a playoff spot like the Tampa Bay Lightning last season did, for example. It always comes down to a matter of a few points one way or the other. But the Panthers are 10 games over 500. They're like I said, they're a win away and a Toronto loss away from being back into a playoff spot, not tied for one. They would have the tiebreaker over Toronto if the Panthers win tonight and Toronto were to lose in regulation. So this team is still right there, big opportunity to make a move, and a couple of home games coming up here. So like I said, 10 games over 500 with 25 games to go, certainly something to build on, and the Panthers have themselves positioned in a pretty good spot.
One of the reasons we love talking with Doug Plagans on the air is that he, like me, is a food expert, and Solana has a very interesting take. Now, today is National Tortellini Day. Solana, you want to tell Doug Plagans your thoughts on tortellini?
Doug, I think tortellini is the most underrated and most underappreciated pasta in the world.
What do you think about that, Doug?
I mean, I don't have anything against tortellini. If it's an accompaniment, if I find it on a buffet line, if I find it in a press room, I'll probably sample it. It wouldn't be the first thing I would order.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have anything against tortellini.
So it's not on your Mount Rushmore of pastas? You don't seem to sound like you feel like it's underappreciated or underrated.
I think tortellini has its niche. I think it's firmly in the pasta realm. It has its place in the pasta world. We probably won't see a rise or a fall in tortellini stock. It's probably where it's going to be long term.
You know what? I think Plagans has swayed me on this because I was with Solana before, but now I think he's swayed me. I think he's right. Tortellini has its niche. It's carved out the perfect niche for itself.
Right, but Doug, tortellini is arguably the most versatile pasta. You could fill it with cheese. You could fill it with spinach. You could fill it with pretty much anything you really want.
You could put a red sauce on it, a white sauce on it, a garlic butter sauce on it.
And it's more filling. It's also more filling than, just a spaghetti or...
My pasta counter-argument to this, though, would be that, in theory, every pasta is that versatile because you can top them with anything. And
just swayed me.
This is the other thing with tortellini. I think I am a big pasta as a side guy. Like, if I get chicken parm, I like my pasta as the side.
Right.
And tortellini is, I don't like tortellini on the side as much as maybe just a side of spaghetti.
Interesting.
I think spaghetti, that's got to be the king of the pasta realm, right?
Spaghetti, is angel hair considered spaghetti?
Nobody likes angel hair.
Oh, is that true? I like angel hair pasta.
Angel hair is garbage.
You don't like angel hair pasta?
Too thin, mushy.
You like that, Plagans?
I haven't had angel hair pasta in quite some time.
Well, now it seems like we have something to do.
We could, I'd be willing to give it a try.
Yeah, why not?
I think the Mount Rushmore of pasta, if I'm just kind of going very quickly here, I would probably – you can't – I think spaghetti has to be.
Sure.
Spaghetti is like the longest-standing franchise in the pasta league.
Right.
I would put lasagna there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what Crowder was saying earlier.
Love
lasagna.
Me lasagna, man.
I would put like a baked ziti there.
Oh, baked ziti. I'll tell you what. You bake that cheese on top of that ziti. Come on now.
Yeah, I would throw that there. And the fourth spot, this is kind of the wild card. You could go with like the corkscrew one. You could go with I'd probably go with a ravioli. I would probably, if I'm talking a filled pasta.
Ravioli
over
tortellini?
I would
probably
go ravioli over tortellini out of the filled pasta.
What about
division?
A stuffed shell? Stuffed shell, anybody?
Stuffed shell good, but I think I would still go with the ravioli as the winner out of that.
I like that Crowder is participating, though, in this. He has an opinion on the stuffed shell. It's not closed.
It's not closed.
Like a traditional closed filled pasta.
And ravioli has more in it. Tortellini has a little meat.
Right, but Doug, here's the issue with ravioli. And I love ravioli, don't get me wrong, because ravioli, like tortellini, versatile, but at a restaurant, it's very easy because the ravioli tends to be larger than the tortellini. They'll short you on your plate. They'll put four, maybe five raviolis and expect you to be happy with just a small amount of raviolis.
You can't
do that with the tortellini.
I will say, Solana's on to something there because sometimes you order ravioli at a restaurant and what they do is they cover the plate with four big raviolis. But if you just, glopped it onto the plate like you should with the raviolis, you probably do 12 or 13 raviolis, but they're just covering the plate. And so in that aspect, you're probably better off ordering the spaghetti.
Which just during this conversation I just had, something that just came to mind, a late entry as far as pasta with fillings. I think I would take gnocchi over all of them.
Yeah, a gnocchi, a well-cooked gnocchi is a treat. There's no question.
Yeah.
The cheese-filled ones?
You can get a gnocchi filled with just about anything.
Oh. Potato. They're potato dumplings. Potato dumplings and gnocchi.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and I think we've been remiss just not to at least mention penne.
Which one's that again?
The penne pasta. It's like a mid-size shaped a tube with ribbing for her pleasure.
Yes, I know that one. Huh? Yeah, that's a good one too. I like that one.
What's Love me some penne.
Doug Plagans, listen to him tonight. Is it on 560 The Joe tonight, Solana?
Yes, we are.
All right, 560. I probably should have asked you, not Solana. Would have made more sense. Listen to Doug Plagans tonight. BB&T Center, there is Panthers hockey, Panthers and Flyers. And like he laid out to you, this is a big one. So have a good broadcast tonight, and let's get W number two.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and always enjoy the chat.
Hey, Doug, happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
Thank you, buddy. Mm-mm. What do you mean, mm-mm? You don't wish your friends happy Valentine's Day?
Nope.
Because I knew I wasn't going to speak to him tomorrow, so.
And don't do it to me tomorrow either.
Oh, I'll wish you a happy Valentine's tomorrow.
No,
yeah,
that's weird.
Absolutely.
My wife's my Valentine.
Speaking of Valentine's, always great stuff going on at the Cheetah Clubs. You could fall in love again and again at all the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs tomorrow for their Valentine's Day and Dancer Appreciation Party. See what Cupid has in store for you. Enjoy a complimentary lunch special, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. Come show the hottest adult entertainers in South Florida why they're so special. That is tomorrow, Valentine's Day, at all the Cheetah Clubs. I remind you every day, of course. Got to make Cheetah your free lunch hotspot. You don't need to pay for lunch with an unpleasant view. You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3. And they've got a happy hour until 6. And if you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a real kitchen with real chefs. You order off a real menu, sliders, burgers, wings, salads, sandwiches, and they do daily specials like barbecue ribs, seafood pastas, pasta carbonara, Solana, pasta carbonara. I'm having a meeting at Cheetah next week. Should I recommend to them tortellini for the lunch buffet?
Tortellini, maybe a little spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Why do y'all say it like that?
Got to check it out. See for yourself. And then Sundays through Wednesdays, they have $100 bottle specials for everyone. It's going on all the Cheetah Clubs tomorrow for Valentine's Day. That is the place to be. If you want more info, check out their website at cheetahsofl.com. All right, we got to take a break. It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. That is next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.